Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Layup Lines podcast. I'm Michael Chapman, joined, as always, by Seth Horton and Nick Velasquez.
Yep.
So today we're going to get into some rookie report cards for the NBA. We're going to put the entire state of Mississippi and LaVar Ball on trial. And then
separately, not LaVar Ball and the state of Mississippi.
Those will be two separate trials. We could combine them. We'll think about that.
No.
But and then we'll do our last segment of not picking favorites for the year. So nice slate today. But first, I want to talk about Union basketball. A rough weekend for the men's team a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Really, we just got destroyed on the glass and gave up a lot of second chance points, and it was a lot of things that we could have prevented. We just had to be tougher. We didn't show a lot of toughness this weekend, and then on top of that, we had a lot of mental mistakes, and not really mental but just mistakes in general that kind of put us in bad spots. Like, we've been watching film all week, and we're looking at all the things that we could have done that would have been a lot better for our team, and seeing like how much it affected the game, like how much more we could have been up at the half against Delta State, or where we could have been against Mississippi College towards the late part of the game, just stuff like that. So
yeah, and the MC game was crazy close. I mean, that came down to a three-pointer right at the end. Just barely fell short. But the Delta State game was really close, too, for, like, the majority of the game.
Yeah. How much would it cost to just get Charlie a whole new leg?
Is that allowed in Division II?
Honestly, I feel like that'd probably be some scientific stuff. Like, we definitely have to put, like, some metal in there. That costs a lot of money, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll look into it.
We can wait till January. We've only got one more conference game between now and then, so.
Yeah, no, we, like I said, not one guy is gonna make it by team. Like, we as a whole have to step up when somebody goes down. So, whether it's Charlie, whether it's me or Casey, whoever it may be, so one of us goes down, we all gotta step up. So
yeah, next man up mentality.
Yeah. When Charlie gets back, we'll worry about that. But right now, we're not. We're not thinking about if we had Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fortunately, and I don't want to, like, disregard what you said or anything, definitely for right now, we can't look ahead to when Charlie gets back. But fortunately, well, when we look at the schedule,
they can't. I'm the press. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
This is why players in the press have their beef. Like, yeah. This is it right here. But go ahead. But
fortunately, there's only three more games without Charlie. So, assuming he gets back as scheduled.
Uh-huh.
So, sorry.
No, go ahead. But you guys got it.
Yeah. So, hopefully, we can get a couple more wins between now and then. Big game against Christian Brothers. They're probably the best team in the conference.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Is that here or is that in Memphis?
That's in Jackson.
Okay, yeah. Awesome.
So.
Awesome. That should be a fun game. I might try to drive back for that game, actually, because get to see you guys. Get to see Adam Dyball, some of them.
D-Ball.
D-Ball, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
See, I'm ruining my reputation right now.
It's fine.
Yeah. I've only ever seen it, like, red. So, or I've only ever seen it, like, on paper. I've never heard anybody pronounce it.
Yeah, Adam D-Ball.
Okay. But all right. He's one of the best players in the conference, so that should be fun.
He's okay.
Nick's
great.
All right. Nah, D-Ball, he's a really good player, so.
Yeah, they're just stacked.
Last year, he killed us.
Yeah, he went
both
for, like,
games.
Over 30, I think, in the game.
I don't
here.
Think he had over 30.
Or it was somebody. Oh, I'm thinking of Brad Miller, who just went off for no reason.
Brad Miller.
He hit 7 out of 8 from three. He had
20
4 points a game
rare Nick Velasquez game.
Yeah, he had like 23.
Yeah, that was just a weird game. But I wrote about him in layup lines last year. He was averaging like 4 points a game, and then he just went off and he hit like his first 7 threes.
He was a bald freshman last year. I never got that. Like he was bald, and he was a freshman. I was like, who is this kid?
Yeah. The Daniel Ashworth type, right, Seth?
Yeah. Shouts out Daniel Ashworth. He probably doesn't even know that this podcast exists.
You're probably right. But we're going to tag him and when we post it on Facebook, and we're going to make him listen to this episode.
Okay.
Because we gave him a shout out.
It's fine.
But, yeah. So, we should get back on track. Next game is, what, Saturday, right?
Saturday.
Yep.
At home.
Williams Baptist College.
Yeah. No idea what they're looking like, so.
Yeah. I haven't even
looked at them. We'll find out more tomorrow on Friday.
Yeah. I haven't looked at them either, but.
We'll win. That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. We definitely need to win now.
Yeah. Come out to support the team on Saturday night. 6 o'clock, I believe.
No, I think we're
four o'clock. That's right. The girls play Friday night at 6 o'clock is what it is.
Okay.
They play Fisk, and then Saturday at 4.
Wait, didn't we just play Fisk like a week ago?
The guys played Fisk. Guys played. That was the one Nick went 7 for 7 from three in.
That was such a good game.
That was such a fun game. I wish I would have seen the whole thing.
I'm glad I saw the whole thing.
Stupid math class on Thursday night.
Like, watching Nick get hot from the field is one of the most entertaining, like, parts of, like, college basketball I've ever seen.
You're right.
And, like, that's not even me being the over-enthusiastic moron that I am. Like, that's a legitimate compliment right there.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah. But
I had a bad weekend this weekend, though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they stuck to you. They obviously did their scouting, and they knew you can shoot threes.
They didn't really switch. Like, whoever was covering you, like, played man, and they didn't do a whole lot of switching on to you. So, like, I noticed that, and that was...
Yeah, because a lot of times that's how we get our open looks, right, is through, like, zone and just...
No, I mean, it's more we try and play inside out.
Yeah.
So we try and cause double teams, and from then on we try and hit the open man. So
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we feel like our advantage is in the post, so we're always trying to get a post feed in there, at least once or twice per possession, mm-hmm. and then just play from there.
Get it to Pedro. Get it to Tevin.
You just never had a really open look though. That you could have taken. Like, your best look of the weekend was falling into the out of bounds from the corner with two guys on you.
Yeah, no, it was a tough weekend, but
yeah,
I feel we'll get better.
Yeah,
as time goes on.
Yeah, y'all played two good defenses, and they specifically played well in both of those games. So
yeah,
It was a tough weekend, but, I mean, we lost four straight last year, and then we won our next four, got right back into the conference tournament, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be fine, man.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
Can't take everything out of just an isolated couple of games.
One weekend doesn't make or break a team.
No.
Unless it's, like, a tournament and you get eliminated.
Don't do
that. That's different. Nah.
But, yeah, so I guess we can transition now into NBA basketball.
Smooth.
Yeah. The segue. Couldn't think of a good segue.
Speaking of full basketball.
Speaking of basketball. on our basketball podcast. Yeah, that one was rough, but
it's all
right. We can transition into the NBA right now. We're right before finals week, we're about to get our final grades of the semester. So I want to give some NBA rookies report cards. The three of us can just go around and just give a letter grade to some of these big name rookies that are out there. So
rattle them off.
Who do we want to start with?
All right, let's start with. I've got a list of points per game right here. So just so I don't get out of order, let's just start at the top. Let's start with Ben Simmons. What have you guys seen out of him?
I've seen an excellent second-year player. just phenomenal for a guy in his second year of the NBA.
Yeah, Ben Simmons was drafted last year, got hurt, didn't play last year. So you're saying he's not a rookie then?
No, I wouldn't say he is. You spend an entire season getting paid by the NBA. I refuse to acknowledge you as a rookie. Like, he was in the practices. He was getting workouts with the team. He had NBA-level training from an NBA franchise.
Yeah.
So, I just have a hard time.
Technically, he only played one summer league. He didn't play this last year. But he played the year before, and these rookies played this summer. So
true.
So technically, he's had the same amount of games played in the NBA as these other rookies.
So what's your grade then? This is an interesting one, Seth.
If I'd give him a grade as a rookie or as a player?
A rookie.
Ineligible.
All right, as a player. But outside of that, as a player.
As a player, honestly, looking at him as a scope through like the rookie scope, you got to give him an A+. Yeah. The only reason I hesitate on the A+ is because he just doesn't shoot threes at all.
Hasn't made a three this year.
Correct.
Wow. But yeah, no.
But everything else he does amazing.
Nah, you definitely see like flashes of LeBron in him.
Oh, yeah.
I think LeBron had more of a jump shot, and that's to say something, that Ben Simmons doesn't have a jump shot like LeBron, but I'd definitely give him an A too. Like he's averaging a near triple double. The 76ers are definitely in playoff contention, and he's really turned this franchise around, him and Embiid.
Yeah.
So I give him an A too.
Yeah. I have to go the same. I'll give him an A. The only reason I'm not going to give him an A+ is because he is in his second year and he was expected to be very, very good this year. So, I mean, yeah, he...
So you're taking into account the expectations.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's, see, I'm not. Like, okay. I hate when players have expectations and you look at them through the lens of what they were expected to do.
Mm. Well, you're going to hate all of my grades then. But yeah, I'll give Ben Simmons an A. He has exceeded expectations for sure because he's just been phenomenal this year. So, yeah, I mean, 18 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 2.5 steals, a block. I mean,
efficiency rating of 24.2.
Yeah, you don't see rookies put up those kind of numbers. So I give Ben Simmons an A. Absolutely. All right. Next one on the list, Donovan Mitchell. He's been one of the surprises, for me at least, as a rookie, him and Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah, I'd say he's been a bit of a surprise, but at the same time, like, since Gobert went down, Donovan Mitchell has just taken over the Jazz.
Yeah.
By storm. And it has been really exciting to watch.
And the Jazz have played well since Gobert went down. I expected once Gobert went down, the Jazz to be one of the, not like one of the worst teams in the NBA, but like bottom five or so in the West at least. So.
Nah, I mean, I was watching Donovan Mitchell playing in preseason, and I think it was against the Lakers. And I mean, granted, it was the Lakers. I just saw like the confidence that he had. I saw it in his jumper. I saw it when he was going to the rack and stuff like that. So, I mean, I wasn't expecting him to go for 40 the other night.
Yeah.
But I knew he was gonna be a player though. I could just tell how he was playing in that preseason game. So honestly, I'd give him an A too.
Yeah.
Like he's exceeded all expectations. Yeah.
I've got to give Donovan Mitchell an A+.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's
gonna be higher than Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Do what?
Because he's talking about expectations.
Yeah. Basically, if you've got lower expectations and you are performing well, then I'm going to give you a higher grade.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where I'm at with this. But, yeah, I've got to give Donovan Mitchell an A+.
Yeah.
He's been really, really good.
I was about to say phenomenal. I felt that one.
Yeah. Yeah. You caught me.
I got one
this episode so far.
I'm going to give him an A- just for, like, he's still got to work on shot selection. Like, and, like, he is a rookie, so.
That's fair.
I expect him, like, he's going to get better at that. But he's shooting, like, 41% right now, which it should go up the longer he's in the league. But especially considering the fact that Rudy Gobert went down, which was a massive part of the Jazz, and this was the season after Gordon Hayward left. So when you watch him play, he looks like he's going to be able to fill the role that Gordon Hayward left in the Jazz, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
So, A-. I'm excited to see what he does with his future.
Yeah, so what about Kyle Kuzma? Kyle Kuzma is the most promising young player on the Lakers team, in my opinion. Forget Lonzo Ball. Kuzma's been really good.
Kuzma's been fire. 16.8 points per game, shooting 49.almost 50% from the field, basically.
What about from three?
38%.
It's pretty good. Four man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we're easy graders right now because I kind of want to give him an A too, but
his defense is sus.
Yeah, and the team is not doing that well. I give him a B+. Definitely, I'm going B+.
B+.
That's fair. That's what I was gonna give him too. We're all in agreement on that.
Lonzo Ball, D.
We're going to Lonzo right away.
Lonzo, yeah.
Going to Lonzo.
Since we're talking about the Lakers, we're going to Lonzo Ball, and I'm giving him a D. Because I'm not giving him an F because I still think that he has a chance to turn it around, and I think that his shot will come. I don't see him playing with a lot of confidence right now, but he's still rebounding. He's still getting 8-9 assists.
I think his shot's gotten a little better in the last couple of games. He's at 31% as opposed to like the
30
from
30?
The field or from three
from the field. Still 25 from three.
Oh my goodness.
So.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. I'll give Lonzo Ball a C-, just for his passing, because his passing has been everything that it was advertised to be. So, he's been a good distributor.
Yes and no. I'm gonna push back on that a little bit, because a lot of his passing is him just not wanting the ball in his hands. Like, he makes up-court passes that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to dribble the ball.
Yeah, that's fair.
I push back on that a little bit. I'm going to give him a D+ because he can rebound. And for a point guard, I guess I just value rebounding a little bit. But I don't want to be too unfair to him. So, like, his passing isn't bad. I would never utter such blasphemous words. But I think that he has some growing up to do, and I think he needs a slight change in demeanor. He should be a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more competitive. It looks a lot to me like he doesn't care that he loses, and I hate that.
That's fair.
Well, I mean, he just has that stone face where you just don't know what he's thinking about.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. But you can tell by his body language that he's flustered, but he has that face where you don't know if he's happy, if he's down on himself right now. So
I will give him a plus.
You've got
effort,
great
though,
winners.
Because after every game, I've heard he's going back to the gym and he's shooting.
Yeah.
And he's working on his shot. So that's a plus. Hopefully he can turn it around.
Yeah. And as far as he doesn't get overly excited or overly emotional. I mean, we've got some of the greats of all time. You've got Tim Duncan. You've got Kawhi Leonard. You've got, I mean, really just Greg Popovich coached guys for the most part, but you've got guys who are great, great players and winners who just, they didn't seem emotional.
But they're also aggressive on court.
That's true.
So it shows on court they hate to lose.
That's true.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I think he'll definitely get better. His shot hopefully will improve after next season, because I know they're not tweaking his shot right now, and they're going to look at tweaking his shot during the off season.
Okay.
So hopefully that gets better. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What about Dennis Smith Jr., you guys? He's been – I thought he was going to be like a Rookie of the Year candidate, which he's been good, but he's honestly not been quite as good as I expected him to be this year, especially like the assist numbers are a little lower than I thought. He hasn't had
many of the
incredible dunks. Yeah, you're right.
He's been having some dunks. You said he hasn't been having incredible dunks?
I haven't seen them. Maybe they just don't cover the Mavericks that
much.
Yeah, no.
Child.
He's been dunking it, all right.
Go find his highlights on YouTube after this.
Okay. I just sounded stupid.
He's don't worry.
He's been dunking.
All right, but
I'm gonna call him Dennis Duncan.
Can I call him Dennis Donuts? Is that okay?
Dennis Duncan Donuts.
But he's not a donut though. Lonzo's a donut. He's playing like a donut right now.
Oh my gosh.
Fair, but though I'd probably give Dennis B plus, because his efficiencies, he's got some issues, but also he is on the Mavs, so I gotta give him a little bit of leeway there. 4 assists, not bad for a rookie. 4 rebounds, 14.5 points a game.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he hasn't been bad. I'll give him a B. No, I'll go B minus.
That's fine.
But
I'm going to go B. I like B. He's been all right. He's been solid.
Yeah.
I agree.
Just the efficiency numbers, 40% from the field, 30% from three. I do understand that he plays for a bad team with not a lot of scoring options, but I don't know. He just hasn't been quite as impressive as I would have liked to see from him this year. But let's see. I can think of 2 more that I want to get to, and then we can move on. But
all right,
Jason Tatum, I've got to give Jason Tatum an A.
A?
Yeah, he's. He's the best three-point shooter in the NBA right now as far as percentage.
What is percentage?
51.3%.
Wow.
Field goal percentage, also 51%.
Yeah. And he's taking 3 threes a game, so it's not like he's like just taking a 3 a game and putting up those numbers. That's not like huge numbers. I mean,
it's average. Like his average, like, three-point attempts. But also, he has 13.9 points per game. He's the 6th leading scorer amongst rookies and is also taking less shots than everyone above him by far. And he's also taking less shots than a lot of the guys behind him as well.
Yeah.
So to me, that's impressive. He's getting to the free throw line a good little bit. He's making his free throws. He's playing better on defense than anyone gave him credit for. Coming to the league, everyone was like, oh, can he shoot from distance? He's shooting fantastic from distance. And I'm a homer, but I love Jason Tatum.
So you can tell he's a Celtics fan, huh? Nah, he has been playing good. He has been playing good real well. But I don't know if I'm giving him an A, maybe A minus, B plus. Like, I see him on defense getting killed a little bit. They're running plays to come at him, so go with B plus, A minus, maybe. But I can't give him a full-on A, though.
All right.
But on the offensive side, he's been efficient. He's been nasty. He rebounds well, too.
He's had a few posters.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'd definitely give him an A on offense.
All right. Did you give a grade, Seth?
I didn't. I cannot be impartial here, so I might have to sit this one out.
Yeah, biased opinion.
Very biased. Unprofessional media.
It's like a dad teaching his own kids class and giving him an A+.
It's more like a coach coaching his own son and making sure his son stays in the league and then starting his son, even though it's not what's best for the team.
At Doc Rivers.
I'm not adding him. I'm subtweeting him. Come on, man. Subtlety.
I don't know how Twitter works.
All right, who's your next one?
All right.
The last one.
Last one I wanted to get to is, just because I love this guy, De'Aaron Fox. I love De'Aaron Fox, and I don't know why. I think it's the hair. I think it's just all the hair.
Yeah, he looks like a hedgehog.
I like his Dragon Ball Z references. I'm a nerd.
He hit a 3 one time and yelled, like, some, I don't know what it was, something from Dragon Ball Z, like, on his way back down the court. De'Aaron Fox is one of my favorite players, but
I give him a B. Like, he's been solid.
Yeah. That's about where I'm at.
But I'm not gonna give him no A or nothing like that. Yeah. But he's been solid.
I'll give him a B. He has not been efficient, which I don't like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I probably shouldn't give him a B based on what I gave Dennis Smith. Definitely shouldn't give him Dennis? A B best based on what I gave Dennis Smith, but I give him a B just for his hair.
I as love a, as a De'Aaron person Fox's on hair. A person level, absolutely an A. As a player, C plus.
That's
C
fair.
Plus.
C plus, because he's not bad. Like, I mean, his numbers aren't great. 10 points a game, 40% from the field, 28 from three. That 28 from three is a little ugly.
Yeah. And like Dennis Smith, though, he plays on a bad team with not a lot of weapons around him.
Also true. But his efficiency is 9.9.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He'll kick it up, I think, for sure. But
no,
right now, he needs to work on his ability to create offense.
Yeah. I agree completely. But
so C plus.
That's fair.
That's where I'm at.
That is fair.
You know where I'm not at?
Where's that?
UCLA. You know who's not at UCLA also?
LiAngelo Ball.
LiAngelo Ball.
That was a good transition, Seth.
See, thank you.
That was a good transition. That was
pretty good. Yeah, I'll give that one to you.
Score on Segway, Seth 1, Chap 0.
I feel like we need a chalkboard in here just to keep score of who had the better segue.
Just of all the little games we have going on.
Yep. Nick needs to get into the segue game. He hasn't really done much of that this year.
He's had a few nice segues.
He's had a few. Anytime he's tried it, they've been good. So
yeah. He takes them when they're
open. Give him props for that. Efficient.
Yeah, I'm a team player.
All right, but yeah, so we're gonna put LeVar Ball on trial in our weekly courtroom session.
We're calling it weekly now.
Are we calling it weekly? I don't know. I can edit this out later if we decide not to call it weekly.
We're gonna call it weekly for now.
Would it be like
subject to change?
Would it be like podcastly? Because it's every podcast. And right now, we're about to go into break, so we might not be doing it every week.
Yeah, that's fair.
Podcastly segment.
I hate
subject
that
to change.
Yeah, subject
I hate
to change.
That word. I'm editing all of this out.
No, you're not.
I know I'm not. But yeah, we're putting LeVar Ball on trial for pulling LaMelo Ball out of school. He's homeschooling him now.
Is that all?
Pulled LiAngelo Ball out of UCLA to prepare for the June draft, apparently.
And he's been quiet on Lonzo's performance lately.
Truth.
Like beginning of the year, he was all about it. Now I ain't heard from him in a minute. Like,
He ain't
on Stephen A's show right now. He ain't doing interviews after the game, even though they did place that ban on him. But
But that was just like, that went into effect like tonight or like this
that
week.
Was, yeah, that was like this week. Yeah. But before that, though, he's been staying away from the media with Lonzo.
Yeah. You're right.
Where's where's the supportive dad we all came to know?
Yeah, him? right.
Abandons his son when he's not playing well.
Yeah, he's not a big baller no more.
To be fair, he had another son in China in jail.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that might have been his worries.
That's fair.
Could have been a distraction.
I read something earlier, and I don't know if this is true or not. There's so much hoopla around.
It's probably not,
around.
But I want to run with it.
There's so much hoopla around this, I have no idea if it's true. But apparently, LeVar Ball sent Donald Trump like $1,500 worth of big baller brand gear as a thank you for helping to get his son out of prison in China.
Okay, real quick. I want to note that Chap used the term hoopla. What are you?
What's wrong with the term hoopla?
What is your age?
I probably 70.
All right. Anyway, I doubt that that's true on multiple levels.
Yeah, just the interactions they had after Trump helped to get his son out of jail and how he was like begging for a thank you, which I don't agree with. I think that's crazy. That the president of the United States, we have every country on the face of this earth trying to bomb us right now because of him, and he's worried about a thank you from LeVar Ball.
From LeVar Ball.
Yeah, no, this is real. 6 days ago, it happened.
I don't believe it, but I'm gonna run with it anyway, just because.
No,
I'm
USA
the media.
Today. It was reported by USA Today, Bleacher Report.
It's fake news.
Just a bunch of shoes.
Wow.
I'm calling LeVar Ball guilty for that.
Yeah.
In and of itself.
Yeah, he reneged. He reneged.
Yeah, no, you can't talk all that stuff in the media and send him all that gear.
Yeah.
I think I was gonna undercover
be
phone
lenient.
Call would have been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna be lenient, but no, he's guilty all the way.
You're gonna be lenient? You were gonna be lenient.
Yeah, I was.
Dude.
Up until now.
I mean, he was already guilty. But like, now I have multiple counts against him. Cause LiAngelo needs to be in school somewhere.
Yeah, no. I watched the little reality TV show, and whenever I hear LiAngelo talk, I just like mute it because it's like he barely knows English. Like he's slow. He's so slow. So, but I mean, I think that he should have left him in school and let his son work through that, not just pulling him out at the first sign of trouble. So,
be fair, it was an international incident.
Yeah.
a little big sign.
Yeah, he probably wasn't going to play this year.
Which is, like, honestly, at that point, is fine. Like, leave him in school. The kid needs to learn.
Yeah. If this whole basketball thing doesn't work out, which...
It won't.
It's for LiAngelo, he's the most likely Ball kid. For it not to work out.
And when I say it's not going to work out, I mean he's not going to get drafted this summer.
Yeah, I agree. But, yeah, so LeVar Ball, guilty.
Guilty.
Sentenced to
AF.
Three kids who will have terrible careers in the NBA.
Yeah, no, we'll see. I think Melo has a chance to be all
right. You might be right.
I'm sentencing LeVar Ball to a lifetime of having kids playing professional sports and not being allowed to talk in front of a camera.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's that.
Oh wow.
That'll hurt him.
That yeah. That's gonna hit him. That's gonna hit him in the core.
Oh, I don't think he's that guilty, Seth.
That's like lifetime imprisonment.
Worse. I think he'd rather be in prison as long as he had a camera.
Honestly.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
All right. We're also who are we putting on trial?
We're putting Mississippi on trial. This is going to be a brief trial. Mississippi guilty. Everyone in Mississippi is guilty. We're sentencing them
no,
to...
No, I don't even want to say everyone, just the state of Mississippi.
The state of Mississippi is guilty.
That landmass that we call the state of Mississippi.
We're sentencing them guilty. To an eternity of terrible roads and terrible smells.
So basically, to nothing just continue changes. To be yeah. Mississippi.
Continue just to live life the way they're doing.
All right. Guilty?
Guilty.
Guilty. Nick?
Guilty.
Guilty. All right. Moving on.
Moving on. All right. So this is our last segment of the semester, guys. We're going to do not picking favorites one last time. So this is a segment where each of us picks an underdog, and if they win, whatever the other team was favored by, we will get that amount of points added to our season total. Seth is up right now with 19.5 points. Nick has 13 points, and I am sitting at a measly 2.5 points on the season.
You'd think 12 weeks in, we wouldn't have to keep explaining the rules.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we might have new listeners is the thing. I just want to make sure everybody's informed. No.
Oh,
I mean,
also, shouts out to Nikki G. Apparently listens to the podcast without us prompting him to do so.
Love that kid.
No idea who that is.
That's fine.
He goes to the union.
I played flag football with him. Shouts out Nikki G. Yes. Love you.
Shout out Nikki G. Appreciate
you. Shout out to Nikki G. The only reason we're calling him that is because we don't know how to pronounce his last name, right?
Yeah.
All right, just making sure.
If I had to make a guess, it'd be like Gutierrez, but that's completely incorrect.
That's so wrong.
I'm sorry for butchering your last name. Feel free to email us, or me specifically.
At michaelchapman@my.uu.edu.
Yeah, email Chappie with like just a phonics of how to spell your name, or of how to pronounce your name.
There we go. There we go.
There we go. All right.
Let's get to the picks. Since I'm in last place, I guess I'll go first.
Hail Mary.
This is absolutely a Hail Mary. I'm down by 8 points with 2 seconds to go at my own 1 yard line. I mean,
you need a Hail Mary yeah. and a 2 point conversion.
Yeah. So, I am picking Akron over Florida Atlantic University. 22.5 points. 22.5 points. It could happen. It could happen. If Lane Kiffin just up and leaves between now and then, which we all know Lane Kiffin is known to ruin programs entirely.
Could end up in Tennessee. Could end up at UT.
Well, actually, I just heard the defensive coordinator for Alabama is supposed to become the head coach at UT.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. That's actually a really nice hire.
Yeah, so.
Who's Alabama's defensive coordinator now? I have no recollection.
Hold on, let me get back to you. Go ahead with your pick. Keep talking.
Yeah, so this is a Hail Mary.
It's a bad decision, but you have nothing left.
Yeah, this is the only chance that I can win. There's literally not another bowl game that has enough points up for grabs for me to win. So I was literally forced into this pick. This is a bad decision fueled by all of the other bad decisions that I made earlier in the year, though.
I kept telling you, chip away at the lead. Don't worry about getting it all.
Yeah, I didn't listen.
I know.
I came close 3 times, like a field goal away.
That's a shame. You know, if we were doing this based on the spreads, you'd be doing pretty well.
Against the spread, I have won almost all of my games, and I'm so upset. Anyway.
It's a shame we don't do it.
Anyways.
And we're not gonna.
Nick, do you have the report on
It's gonna be Jeremy Pruitt.
Okay, yeah, I've heard him before.
So
nice hire from anyone Nick Saban anyone who was a coach under Nick Saban seems to be successful. You got your Jimbo Fishers, Kirby Smart. I mean, yeah.
He has birthed many a good coach.
Yeah, so on that note, I'll do my pick. So I'm going to go with Kentucky over Northwestern. It's 8 points, and I need
six and a half
to tie, seven to win.
I'm at, what am I at?
You're at 13, so that's at 19.5.
So you need 7 to win.
Yeah, I need 7 to win. So this would give me 8.
And then, assuming Seth doesn't win.
Yeah, also. Which he won't, so.
We'll see.
That's fine.
We'll see. I'm going to go. I'm going to be a homer for the first time in this game all season. South Carolina over Michigan. Reagan Letts, fight me.
Shout out to Reagan Letts, my roommate.
Shout out Reagan Letts. Fight me.
Michigan fan.
The ghost of Jadeveon Clowney is going to return for this game.
Yeah. This is Michigan, South Carolina in the Outback Bowl again. The same bowl game that Jed Clowney absolutely ruined a Michigan guy's life.
What did you call his name?
Jed Clowney.
Jed
Clowney?
I've heard that before.
Jadeveon?
Jadeveon Clowney. Whatever.
Jed Clowney.
Keep talking, Seth.
No. No. I want to talk about Jed Clowney.
I'm looking this up.
What do you mean, look at... His name is Jadeveon. Jed Clowney?
Were you trying to give him a nickname?
I've heard somebody call him that before.
Chap, they were wrong.
Chap, that is phenomenal that you would even say that.
Whatever. I'm editing all of this out.
No, you're not.
This episode's been way too long.
That's
anyways.
Like saying Vandy's going to the college football playoffs. Like, you don't say that.
Whatever.
Jed Clowney? No, I'm done with Jed Clowney.
I don't even know where I was. I was so taken aback by your mispronunciation of Jadeveon Clowney.
Just start somewhere where I can smoothly edit this together after I cut everything in the last 3 minutes out.
No. You're leaving Jed Clowney in this. I want everybody who listens to this podcast to know that Chapman called Jadeveon Clowney
Jed
Clowney.
I think we should just end there.
That's the perfect. Podcast. You're taking South Carolina? Cool. Jed Clowney.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next time.